Indie filmmaking requires ingenuity, problem-solving, and creative time management, and these skills will be put to the test in an upcoming event that will have teams of filmmakers fanning out across El Paso, all trying to make a movie in 48 hours or less. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The upcoming El Paso two-day movie challenge is being organized by the El Paso Film Commission, and joining me to discuss the movie challenge, I'm happy to have back on the program Drew Mayer Oakes, the El Paso Film Commission's film coordinator. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Charles. Nice to be here.
Good to see you again, and you've been hard at work. This, I guess, an El Paso two-day movie challenge, the first of its kind that the Film Commission has put on. This sounds a bit like the movie equivalent of a marathon for a runner.
It really is. It's a fascinating event. I first participated one in the late 90s when we were using videotape, and it was a real challenge to make a seven-minute film in 2 days.
On videotape.
Right. But now with nonlinear and digital equipment, it's not easy. But the type of films that we've seen produced by some of these filmmakers in events like this all over the country are absolutely amazing.
I know you've done this in a number of locales, and we'll get to that. I want to hear more of that history. But for El Paso, there have been in the past some 48-hour film challenges. It's been a few years. But for people not familiar with these, literally, you have a kickoff event, I guess. You have teams assembled, and you start the clock, and then 48 hours later, they got to show up again?
Teams register, and they pre-register, so we get an idea of who's on a team. Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to make any part of the film prior to the weekend of the filmmaking. So Friday night, we'll have a kickoff event, and all of the teams will gather and will draw a particular category for each team from a hat so that they know that they need to make a drama or a comedy or an action
film.
There's
no pre-knowledge.
They also will get a line of dialogue, a particular prop, mm-hmm. and a character name that they have to include in their film. So this kind of helps them stay honest and make the film in the two-day period. So at 7 p.m. on Friday night, we basically fire the gun and the filmmakers will scatter. Some teams will have teams that are writing and producing at the same time, and that works. Others do it, smaller team may do it by writing Friday night, mm-hmm. and then shooting all day on Saturday and editing Saturday night, Sunday morning.
So this kickoff will be Friday, June 8th. So by June 10th, which would be Sunday, I guess by 7 p.m., they need to walk in and hand you some sort of media that's
right.
Their film.
7 p.m. is the cutoff for all of the films to be turned in. We'll be at the DoubleTree Hotel downtown, so they'll be able to drive right up into the valet area, drop off the film, and then go back and collapse. So one of the things that's interesting too is we want to screen as many of these that we can. So even if a film is late Sunday night, we will screen it, but it won't be eligible for any of the prizes or awards.
Okay, so there are awards. There must be some sort of judging going on of these films, and talk to us about what's being given.
Right. When we get all the films in Sunday night, we'll compile them into a master disc, and we'll have four or five judges, professionals in the area, that will review all of the films, and they'll look at the criteria. Did they use the line of dialogue well? Did mm-hmm. they use the prop? You know, did they use it at all? Or did they use it well? Are they true to the category that they picked? Is this really a comedy, or is this an action film disguised as a comedy? So we tally up all those numbers, and each team has an opportunity to get 100 points on their film. And a lot of teams I've seen in the past get really close to that, so they're really great films. But we'll have a first, second, and third award. First place will have a prize. Second and third will have trophies. But we'll also have an audience award. So the night of the event, which is June 15th, we'll screen the films for the public. And if you have a smartphone, you can vote for your favorite movie of the night. And at the end of the evening, we'll award the audience favorite.
Nice. And there's some prizes that go with those awards,
just
a trophy.
Right. We've got a software package from Jungle Software of scheduling and budgeting. It's about a $500 piece of software that is one of the industry standards. standards for scheduling and budgeting. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be our prize for the first place team, and then trophies for second and third.
And not just any venue you're screening these at for the public. It's the Plaza Theater, correct?
Of course, yeah. We're going to be at the beautiful Plaza Theater on the big screen. You know, we'll open the balcony if we have to, and to get all the public in there to see these films. But that's another important part of the event, is we want the local filmmakers to have the experience of filming in front of an audience in a large theater.
Right. Well, there's just so much exposure that comes from that. And also they get a sense of what works for an audience. You know, sometimes we think what we're doing is funny, but until you put it in front of casual bystanders, you're not quite sure if it's getting the result that you expected.
Right. And another thing that's interesting is a lot of filmmakers never see their films mm-hmm. more than, you know, 3 inches tall on a YouTube window.
That's a good point.
So this is really kind of learning by fire. And if shots are out of focus and if microphones are in the shot, we'll see them on the big screen.
Right. There's not a lot of time to fix it in post when you only have 2 days.
There's not much time at all.
I imagine these teams will literally be editing the films as they make them, almost in real time.
Yeah, that happens. And what's interesting is over the years, as you mentioned, I've worked on these and I've coordinated events like this. And it always surprises me the number of films that use night scenes, because obviously they had to do that probably Friday night,
right?
Which means they got really busy and got their script together right away after they drew their categories.
Are these cast and crew teams literally going 48 hours without sleep?
Some of them do. And you can really tell in some of the films that they're quite elaborate. You know, they'll have multiple locations and scenes that are intricately edited. Musical scores that match completely with the mood and tone of the film and follow the action. It just amazes me how this all gets done. But some of the teams are 10, 15, 20 people, and that's how they're able to do it. And just like you would do in a large feature film or television project, it takes multiple people to make the final product, and they all have very specific tasks, and it all comes together in the end.
Just like a regular movie.
Exactly.
Just condensed.
Yeah.
Incredibly condensed.
Yeah. But it's also interesting too, because some filmmakers also choose to do a single take mm-hmm. film,
sure.
And those are always interesting. And those require a completely different set of skills. So the actors rehearse, the lines are all memorized, and all the camera moves are rehearsed over and over until they get one good take.
Right. So the event kicks off on June the 8th, but you're already taking registrations, correct, for teams?
Registration has been open already. So we have teams already registered. If you go to the El Paso Film Commission website, which is visitelpaso.com/film, you'll find a link to the registration form, and it's a very simple form.
Very simple.
Yeah, we just need to know who you are, how to reach you, and your intent to
participate. Is there a cost to register?
And there's no fee, so this is
no
free
barrier
to anybody to enter. You do, if you're going to be a team leader and sign up a team, you do need to be at least 21. But we have teams of high school students that are looking to participate as well.
So you just need one person on the team.
Yeah. So as long as
designated a leader, 21
a parent or a mentor or a teacher can lead that team.
Having worked on so many of these film challenges over the years, are there things that you can recommend teams do to prepare for this other than sleep?
Yeah. I think the most important thing is to keep it simple and to make sure that the story is the most important part of the mm-hmm. film. I think if you look at films that have won these 2-day and 48-hour competitions over the years, the ones that really stand out are the ones that have a very strong story, and they may only have one or two characters in the film or one or two locations or even just one location, but they do have an impact, and the story is what seems to carry them through.
But obviously having your team already selected, maybe even some casting selected actors that you trust and can swing with the tide.
A lot of the teams will have get-togethers prior to the event where they'll get their cast together. So they'll find people that they know that can do a variety of things. So, and they'll also pick out different cast members in different age groups and ethnicities so that whatever genre or category they draw, they're able to cover that with the cast that they have, and also in the crew as well. So the crew will get their lighting gear together, yep, the sound equipment together, and they'll have everything poised to jump into action, yep, on that, yep, Friday night.
All organized, and everybody knows how the equipment works.
Exactly.
So they can move and, yeah, blow and go without having, yeah,
but,
slow
you
down.
Know, I've also seen these done by one person, and some of those films are just as good. So it's I don't want people to be afraid,
sure,
to enter a team. It's a lot of fun. And the films that I've made in 48 hours have never really won any prizes, but they've always been a real learning experience and a lot of fun.
Of course, you can also shoot these on your phone now.
Yeah, exactly.
So nobody needs, if they don't have a large camera package and tripods and all the regular gear, which could actually hamper you in a 2-day challenge
like
this.
Of course, yeah. And if you look at Hollywood, they're certainly open to making films on phones, and it can be done. And so there's a very low threshold for entry into this. There are few barriers, I would say.
As the Film Commission's film coordinator, will you be up for 48 hours checking on everybody?
I probably will not be up, but I will be available.
Okay.
One of the things this year is our city's Parks and Recreation Department is partnering with us. So they're allowing many of the city's parks to be used without a special event permit. And the filmmakers, when they get their team packets on that Friday kickoff event, they'll know which parks are available. Because a lot of the parks have a lot of great infrastructure, and you never know what you're going to get. And so having a park available with open space, grass, some structures is a plus.
Sure. So listeners should be on the lookout June 8th through the 10th. There could be people all hours of the day and night all over town with cameras in their hands. They might spot them. But then come back June 15th for the screening. Drew, thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing this challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing the resulting films that come out of it.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. And we're really looking forward to the screening on the 15th.
Fantastic. I'll see you there. I've been discussing the upcoming El Paso 2-Day Movie Challenge with Drew Mayer Oaks, coordinator for the El Paso Film Commission. The El Paso 2-Day Movie Challenge is organized by the El Paso Film Commission, and all films will receive a public screening on June 15th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Plaza Theater downtown, and tickets are on sale already at the Plaza Theater box office. To enroll a team in the movie challenge, log on to visitelpaso.com/film, and there is no enrollment fee. You can also check them out on Facebook. A final program note, the Sunset Film Society will present the 1992 Mexican film Like Water for Chocolate today at 2 p.m. at the International Museum of Art, located at 1211 Montana, and admission is free. On Film's producer is Lauren Terrazas. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.